Hello?
This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I have a charge from Super Extended Electronics for $76.68. Did you have anything to do with that?
Sir, I cannot tell you that without getting from further information from you. Could you please tell me your first and last name so I could possibly look up to see if you have an account with us?
Michael Hunt. Well, I never set up an account. That's the whole problem. Michael Hunt, HUNT.
MICHAEL.
What's that? I'm sorry. I got.
MICHAEL.
That's correct.
Okay, sir, to make sure I'm in the correct account, could you please verify your address for me?
360 Schmidt, SCHMIDT Road, Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay, sir. I'm not pulling you up by your name. I have a lot of different accounts with your first and last name.
Well,
And I'm not even pulling
it was back in the latter part of October, I think. What it is, I got a charge on my account, and it froze my account, and I never signed up for a subscription of for whatever it was from Super Extended Electronics. It's $76.68, and I'm not happy about it.
Yes, sir. Could you give me the first six of the card that's charged? That way I can
Well, I
try to
don't have it on
possibly.
me.
I don't need the full one. If I can't look it up by the first six, I'm only going to need the last four. The reason I'm asking for this is because I've tried by your name,
Gotcha.
zip
Well, I'm in
code.
another room. Let me. I held on for about 20 minutes and finally hung up on me. And so you caught me. I did. Hold on just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it was what was it you were needing?
The first six of the card that was charged.
515676.
515676.
Yes. Well, okay. That was probably charged it. It may have had the name Priscilla Hunt
Priscilla Hunt.
on it. Yeah, try that. Priscilla Hunt.
PRACI.
PRISCILLA, initial G, Hunt, HUNT.
Okay. Yes, sir, I do have a Priscilla Hunt on here. Let me when was this? Okay, so it looks like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Back in August?
Well, I didn't think.
Somebody paid $7.95 shipping and handling to get.
Yeah, an electronic lighter.
Yeah.
Right.
And okay.
That froze the card out to start with, and I called the card, and they went ahead and ordered it. I gave them permission to order that. But this was $76.68. Now, honestly, I forgot to ask him if they allowed that to be charged. I know they froze my card because of it, and I did not approve a charge. Do you have any charges for super extended electronics for $76.68?
No, sir, I do not. It looks like when you called the bank and you told them, you know, to dispute all that, it completely froze your account and closed the account out. The last time that I have anything on our end going to your card for the account is back in August the 28th.
Okay, well, then they must have taken care of that. They must have held it and not allowed it to go on the account. Because I told them today I did not approve it, so evidently they did not charge it. Now, I've got another question here. I've got another account with eBay. And do you have, I've got two items here that I cannot find any receipts for on my end. One was purchased on 11/16, and the other one was on 11/22, one for $68.49, one for $49.97. Now, those would be charged to Michael R. Hunt, 360 Schmidt Road. Is that part of your department?
No, sir. Unfortunately, eBay is not part of our client list.
Okay, it must be. Because when I called, it had exactly the same hold message and music. Sounded just exactly like the one I got when I called your number, first of all. So. Okay, they have released my card, and I'm going to just assume that it never was charged. If I get another statement that has it on there, I'll be calling you back. But as
okay,
of
sure.
Now, we will just assume. And I appreciate your help.
You're welcome,
thank
sir.
Thank you for going to the trouble to look all that up. And if you have any more, I'll call you all back. Thank you much.
Okay, sir, for the eBay, though, while you were talking,
yeah,
since you said that, I looked up, you can go on your Google and type in eBay customer service, and it'll give you a way to email them, and it should provide you with a actual phone number to call somebody to talk to your charges about them with, you know, eBay.
Yeah, actually, I got my statement here, and I do have a couple of phone numbers out of New York, so I'll give them a call.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with? I do apologize. I could be more assistance.
Well, I think you've been helpful so far and appreciate your help, and hope you have a great day.
Thank you, and you have a great day as well. Thank you for calling customer service.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.